Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about there is power in the name of Jesus, is what we're going to be talking about. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Well, turn over your Bibles to Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. I'm going to be reading in the New King James Version. And I figure we could have a little bit of fun in here tonight. There's power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? You see, we were given that name to use as believers. You see, that beautiful name of Jesus. You see, that name is above all other names, the Bible tells us. And so let's just look at Mark 16, verse 17 and 18 in the New King James Version. It says, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And they will drink anything deadly, and it by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Doesn't say they might recover. It says they will recover. Come on now. We can go home right now and have a shouting party, because that's good. That scripture verse there sums it all up. The name of Jesus does all of those things for us. The name of Jesus is so powerful. It's an edge of protection. It's the backing of our authority right there. You got stuff you're dealing with, you use the name of Jesus. Come on. Turn over to John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. So I'm showing you these scriptures. We're laying a little bit of a foundation right now. John chapter 16, 23, 24. "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." You haven't got joy? Well, you got to ask for it. Dealing with lack and stuff like that? Ask for it in the name of Jesus. Well, I got one amen. All right, let's keep going here. Well, see, as believers, we've been given access to this beautiful name. There's authority and there's power in that name of Jesus. And the Lord expects me and you to use it. You see, a lot of times we enjoy going around being defeated for whatever reason. What? Well, we must, because we spend a lot of time going around, "Hello, it's me. I got this problem, I got that problem." We glorify and magnify the problem more than what we do the solution. Well, come on, we need to change our confession around a little bit, and we need to start changing what we're saying, and we need to start confessing what the Word of God says, and we need to start using that name. See, we are our own worst enemy a lot of times, because what we say, it defines what our outcome's going to be. And so if we're always walking and talking and being negative all the time, being depressed all the time, being sad, go on Facebook, man. Oh, my Lord, Facebook is just, if you have, like, you know, issues with anything, just don't go on Facebook. Because if you had no issues, you'll have issues afterwards. All right? I'm telling you. I only go there just for the memes. I'm only there for the memes. I'm telling you. That's why I'm there. But I am telling you. But, you know, you got to change the way that you're thinking. You got to change the way that you're acting. You got to change the way. And it's not easy now, is it? We had a conversation with some of our youth and young adults the other night, and we were talking about this. And, you know, and we talked about how we have to change the way that we talk, the way that we walk, the way that we think, the way that we speak, because we're our own worst enemies. And the way that we talk and the way that we speak, well, that affects our outcome, like we'd already said. But you see, it's very important that we have an understanding of that, because if you want to be victorious and you want to be a winner, you want to be an overcomer, but you're always being down and sad and broke and disgusted all the time, well, how can you triumph? How can you win when you're believing and walking in defeat all the time? Oh, one of these days I'm going to win. How about one of those days right now? Right? Well, how do you do that? Well, you speak to your situations. You talk to those situations. But not only that, you have to make sure that you're connected up with the Father, because He's given you a very mighty tool to use, and it's the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. You use that name. In the name of Jesus. It's just not something just because. You do it because there's power in that. Amen? You got ailments in your body? You got some symptoms in your body? Your bank account's laughing at you? In the name of Jesus! What are you talking about? Well, okay, let's keep going here. Let's keep going here. Now, look at Matthew 28, 18 here. This is church. We're allowed to use Scripture, right? We're allowed to use our Bibles? Okay. Just making sure. In the book of Matthew 28, 18, Jesus says that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And so what did Jesus do with that power? Well, in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, he delegated that to somebody. And there it says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name. Everyone say, in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly, and by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You see, you, ladies and gentlemen, myself, all of us in this room, everybody watching online, we have been given this great, mighty power. That same authority that raised Christ from the dead, that same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and you. I don't know if you're listening to me tonight or not, because it's pretty quiet in this church. Come on. That same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and you. And so if that means it dwells in me and you, we don't have to be going around walking like a bunch of zombies. Always dealing with some foolishness. Always giving in and always being upset and always being full of anxiety and fear and always being depressed and always being sick and always being broke and always being bound by this and that. Guess what? There's victory in that name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Come on, there's healing in that name of Jesus. I'm going to preach myself happy. If no one else is going to come along with me, that's your own issue. I'm going to preach myself happy tonight. This is for Steve, all right? There you go. We have been given that great power, and we have access to it through the name. So, those things that you're dealing with, those things that you're going through, when you get stuck in your own headspace, anybody know what I'm talking about when you get stuck in your own headspace? Start reasoning things out and start trying to figure things out on your own. Well, 9 times out of 9, you usually fail. All right? It usually doesn't work out when you're trying to figure it out on your own. I'm speaking from experience because I've done that a lot. And every time it just doesn't work. But you see, when you start casting your cares upon the Lord and you start giving your life over to Jesus and you start acting and doing what He's called you to do and you start activating that life, come on now, and you start walking in that authority that He's given you, Florence, come on now, things start happening. It's just not something that it's like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, that's nice. It's one of those things that, you know, you got sickness in your body, you speak to that disease, and it's got to go. Cancer has to go. Diabetes has to go. Heart problems got to go. Come on. You got financial issues? Your bank account's laughing at you? You laugh back at it. Oh, it's quiet here. Talking about money again. Well, what are you talking about? How does that work? Well, let me tell you something. Me and my wife, we know what it is to live from paycheck to paycheck. And we've sworn we've never, ever go back there again. And during this crazy COVID crisis, our bank account keeps going up and up and up because we're not going to be down. We're not going to be out. Amen? We keep walking in the goodness of God. And we we take authority over that bank account, man. We speak to that bank account. I look at it daily and I tell it, be full. Amen? I got 3.5 kids, one on the way, soon before, you know? And so it costs a lot of money for children. Any parents in here, you know what I'm talking about? Kids cost money. And you have no idea how much they eat until they're stuck home with you for 3 months. You got to take authority over that pantry. You got to take, am I right? Can I get an amen in this place? Timothy, oh my Lord, the boy can eat. I mean, it's unbelievable to watch this kid go. He out-eats me. I can't keep up with him, you know? And then 5 minutes later, I'm hungry. I want something healthy. Well, what do you want? Chips? Help me, Lord. All right. Sorry. But you see, we have authority, amen? So when should we use the name of Jesus? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I just wanted to tell you all when we should be using the name of Jesus. Well, first off, a good time to be using the name of Jesus when sickness is present. Anybody in this place ever have sickness in your body? Raise your hand if you ever had any sort of sickness in your body. Those of you who haven't, we're going to pray for you. Okay? Well, if sickness is present, verse 7 there it says, or verse 17 says, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, they will drink anything deadly, and by no means hurt them, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Now, you can lay hands on yourself. You don't need to be calling every prayer line from here to Timbuktu, you know, standing every healing line from here to wherever. But you can actually lay hands on yourself. We just finished Bible school. I mean, our Bible school students, some of them are here tonight. Guys, you're done. You finished first year. Amen. Little do they know they have to go to summer school. But I just finished teaching church history class with these guys, and we talked about the different church stages, and right from the apostolic right up onto the modern church. And talking in the modern church, we're talking about some of the church leaders, some of the pastors, and those generals of the faith that that are passed on now and gone to their just reward, of course. But one guy that really was something else was Smith Wigglesworth. You ever heard the guy of Smith Wigglesworth? He's a character, man. I am telling you, he is a character. If you've ever done any studies on Smith Wigglesworth, you know that his methods were a little different. And so he would have people up there, and if they had stomach problems, he'd punch them in the stomach. And sometimes it was with so much force, he'd drive them across the platform, you know? And so one day he was asked about his crazy methods. And he said, "Well, you know what? It might seem like it's crazy." He said, "It might seem like I'm a little harsh, but..." He goes, "I'm not dealing with the person, I'm dealing with what I see. I see the demon, the devil there, and I'm dealing with the devil. That's who I'm punching. I'm not saying go out and lay hands on somebody forcefully and punch them. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's different methods, there's different things. God will lead you." That's kind of humorous. I found that kind of funny. But one thing that stood out to me is when he was doing a crusade, I believe it was in Sweden somewhere, and the officials there, the governing officials, wouldn't allow him to lay hands on the sick. He said, "Fine." He said, "Well, they'll lay hands on themselves and they'll get healed." And so he believed in faith that people would get healed in his miracle crusade by laying the hands on themselves. And they prayed the prayer of faith and prayer of agreement together. And boom, people are getting healed all over that auditorium where he was. Amen? And, you know, and that's kind of interesting because we've seen it here in our church too. When people have been sitting in their seats and pastors have been praying a general prayer of healing, and all of a sudden, boom, people start getting healed. You know, it happens. Amen? Amen? You see, when you're sick, you don't have to instantly pick up the phone right away. You take it to Jesus. Don't put it on Facebook. Facebook ain't going to help you. All right? "Oh, I'm sick today." "Oh, what's wrong? You going to make it?" You know? "Oh, what do you need? Huh? You haven't got that COVID, do you? You got all of Job's comforters on there. They're meaning well to try and help you out, but then you got all these things. Well, did you go get tested? You got that Rona, don't you? You got Rona. That's what it is, Rona. Am I right or am I right? Like, that's the way it goes, you know? No, you don't need to be doing that. What we need to be doing is, "Father God, I thank you right now that my body lines up with your word. And it says, by his stripes I am healed. It is already done. And in the mighty name of Jesus, sickness, you have to go. You do not belong in my chest. You don't belong in my legs. You don't belong in my head. My arteries are clear. My lungs are clear. Whatever is wrong, I don't have no crazy Rona. Come on now." And you know what? You don't keep praying after that. You start thanking after that. One of our Bible school students, she was nice enough to remind me about that the other day. She says, "We only pray once and we thank him after." And that's true. That's the way it works. Is that, all right, you got stuff going on in your body. You use the wonderful name of Jesus and you keep thanking him for it until you receive that manifestation of healing. There's power, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Sit in my name. Whose name? Jesus' name. That's good. You guys getting anything out of this? Are you sure? All right, Philippians 2, 9, and 11. Philippians chapter 2. Now, I really like this here. This is a very good scripture that we're going to go to. Philippians 2, 9 and 11. It says, therefore, God elevated him. Who's him? Jesus. To the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. That all the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now let me tell you something. It says every name. God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. So anything you can name, Jesus is above it. Anything that's got a name. So think of some things that's got a name that Jesus is above. Come on now. Cancer, he's bigger than that. What else we got? Come on. Fear, he's bigger than fear. Come on. Depression. Rejection. Poverty. Addiction. Hallelujah. What else? Come on.
Isolation.
Ugh, quarantine. What else?
COVID.
All diseases. What else we got names? Some other names. Flat tires. Broken down cars. COVID haircuts? Oh, teen challenge haircuts. Yeah, Jesus' name is bigger than that. Come on. You could have a Fate City perm like the boys were doing here. You got AJ's sporting a Fate City perm up there. You know, any name that is you can name, anything you can name, diabetes, cancer, diseases of any sort, you got strokes and you got aneurysms and you got all types of ugly stuff, man. Grief, that's a good one. Those of you online, grief. Jesus' name is bigger than grief. Hallelujah. Now you think about all those things that we've named up, and there's still a million more that you can name, and God gave Jesus authority over each and every one of those things, but it doesn't stop there. You see, because we are connected to Christ, because Jesus is the head of the church, and we are the body, can you separate the head from the body? No, you cannot separate the head from the body. So therefore, if the head and the body is connected, does that mean that the head's only got one part and the body hasn't got nothing else? No, that same power, that same authority that's in the head that came from Jesus Christ flows through me and you, ladies and gentlemen, because we are connected to the body. Come on. Amen. Told you I'm going to preach myself happy. All right. You can dance right there in your living room. Go ahead. Go ahead. Praise break. Come on. Woo! All right, that's good. Not too much. You know, here it comes. Anyway, sickness does not belong to us anyhow. It's not ours. It's going to try and come on you. Those diseases will try and come on you, you know. And every ache and pain, and you know, you wake up in the morning and, oh, I got a new ache. Well, some of that's got to do with age too, you know. WD-40, loosen a few things up a little bit, you know. I seen something funny today. It was a meme on Facebook. I'm only here for the memes, I swear. And it said, get up in the morning, pop 4 aspirin, and I still say, you're still a rock star. You know, and that's true, because sometimes you don't feel like a rock star. Sometimes you don't feel like getting out of bed. Sometimes you just don't want to face the day. Sometimes you feel like you're already defeated before you get out of bed. Sometimes your body is just not agreeing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, you got those COVID-15 put on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know? But don't worry about it. Because listen, God's got you. Amen. You walk in the fullness of life that He has set before you. Come on now. His name is greater than any other name. His name's above any other name. There's healing in that beautiful name. Sickness has to go in that name. You don't have to put up and be down about that name. That name, there's victory in that name. Come on now. All right. If you're dealing with stuff in your body right now, just stretch your hands up towards heaven and just start thanking Jesus that it's gone right now. Come on. We're going to take 30 seconds and do that. Father God, we thank you that in Jesus' name, sickness has to go right now in our bodies. It doesn't belong to us. That there's healing in that name. There's victory in that name. Come on now, church. Let's make some noise. 30 more seconds. Come on. Yes. Yes. Come on. Come on. Victory in that name. Healing. Woo. You feel that? Here it is. Woo. Woo. That's good. Man, oh man. All right. That's good. Another time to use the name of Jesus. We use the name of Jesus to destroy, completely eliminate, obliterate, just mess it all up. Lack. Lack is not from God. Poverty is not from God. The place where God lives, the streets are paved with gold. Gates are made out of pearls. It's a beautiful place. And are we not King's kids? Do we not belong to our Heavenly Father? Amen? Remember the big toilet paper crisis of April? There could have been lack there. That could have been disastrous. There could have been sacrifices. There may have been sacrifices made. Some sock drawers might be cut in half. Some people's t-shirts are now tank tops. Well, it's one thing we never ever ran out of, because it was hilarious. Because my mother-in-law was here at the time visiting. I don't know how she did it. I still to this, I don't know. But we still have toilet paper. We haven't bought toilet paper in months. And I mean, it's just like she's a toilet paper magnet. She'd go to the store, she'd come back, she goes, "Look what I found, guys." And like the whole world is crying out for toilet paper. You know? See, that could have been lack. But there wasn't, because something as simple as that. I remember we were going and we're trying to find some meat, and we were having a hard time finding some meat. And I got interested, and I didn't think nothing of it, but I said, "Lord, I need some help. You know, we need to get a few extra groceries here. Like, help me." Walking to the store, and what was the guy in front of me doing? Putting out meat. He was putting it out, and I was taking it in. Thank you, Jesus. You know? And it's funny because, like I said, now we're about to have four kids. Oh, Lord. And, you know, it's this one is... This one's a blessing, praise God. They're all blessings, but this one's a surprise blessing. We had a plan. Don't make plans. They get changed. Anyway. Amen. Robbie and Jen, have more? What? You got it? Pastor Ken and Cindy might have another one or two. I don't know. Yes. They're going to adopt. Pastor Roman, Miss Anita, Pastor keeps saying it. I don't know. If he keeps confessing it, I'd want to be careful. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny because having these children and all this stuff, man, it costs money. They're involved in hockey and different sports, and, you know, they all got these crazy amount of toys and stuff. I don't know. Grandparents must think that kids need more toys for whatever reason. And anyway, all this stuff is coming in. But you know what? The Lord keeps providing for us every time. We've been blessed. The baby's not even here yet. And I mean, this kid's already got a ton of stuff. And the baby's not even born yet. Amen? To me, that's the elimination of lack right there. Because last year, we got rid of all of our baby stuff because we were done. And the Lord was like, "Hold my coffee and watch this." You know? We were done. I was like, "No, we're done." Me and Kenneth was like, "Oh, praise Jesus. You know what? We had our kids in our 20s. We raised them in our 30s, 40s. They're out of the house." Restart. Oh, boy. Anyway. I don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about lack. Here we go. Yeah. "And he placed them in highest honor. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth." So even lack, that's something that can be named, right? So we no longer have to put up with lack. You see, being in lack is no fun. Being going without is no fun. Having your bank account go, is no fun. That sucks. And there's different things that you can be lacking about, but look at Philippians 4:19 real quick. Because this is a scripture verse that we need to have written on our hearts and written on our foreheads and tattooed, you know, everywhere we can. I'm not saying get tattoos. If you want tattoos, that's okay. It's up to you. Anyway, you know, but you should have this somewhere so you can see it. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That doesn't say some of your needs. That only says, you know, just your needs that ends in the letter Y. Or, you know, just your needs you have on Monday. All your needs, Florence. Everything. Everything, guys. I know Teen Challenge has quite often have testimony of when the cupboard's been running low. And I know when all of a sudden Robbie goes, hey, you know what, we're believing God for this. And then, boom, shows up and you got a ton of it. Amen? Because when you're in faith and you're trusting in God, lack has nothing to do with it. Lack can't stay there. You know? And during this time, there's been a lot of ministries and there's been a lot of people, you know, and can go out and can be in lack. But you know what? Praise God, Faith City Church has been going strong. You know? We talked to different ministries and different people. Some places have seen a decline. But praise God, we've seen her holding steady and going up and steady and up. Come on now. Because lack don't belong here. Lack doesn't belong to me and you. Come on. We are blessed. Come on. Get that inside your hearts. God will supply. I said, God will. I like picking on Robbie, but Robbie says, God's will, God's bill. God wants you to do something. God told you to do it. Well, he's going to pay for it. He's going to wait to figure it out. That's what he's doing around here. We got television program. You know what? And God's going to keep blessing that. We got the church and we got the school here. God keeps blessing that. Amen. Like Miss Anita said, we had to lay nobody off. Amen. All right, here we go. You guys getting anything out of this? Nope, not a soul. Anybody getting anything? There we go. Now, here's another one too. Turn over your Bibles to Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Everybody doing good online? There we go. I hear that voice. I also tell you this. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three are gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. Well, a few months ago before we were all separated forcefully, we were hanging out with our teenagers, and one thing I was talking about was you got to have four crazy friends, and we talked about the guys that brought this paralyzed man on his bed, dropped him through the roof, and put him before Jesus. And these guys brought him before Jesus because they knew that Jesus could help him. Well, you see, you got to have some crazy friends that's willing to tear through a roof with you to help you out, to get you what you need. Amen? Amen? You see, Scripture talks about wherever two or three are gathered. So it only takes a couple of you. You see, when you get somebody with you and that's in prayer of agreement and someone that's agreeing with you and standing with you on the same thing, come on now. See, Jesus is right there. It says right there in Scripture. Now, he's always with us. But there's just something about coming together in agreement. You got to come together and believe because, you know, if you're only believing there by yourself and you're believing for one thing, well, you know what? You might get it. But you got to make sure that you are standing in faith. There's no mites about it. You got to make sure that you're standing firm and that you know what the Word of God is and you're standing on the Word of God. And then when the devil's beaking off in your ear saying, no, you're not going to get that. That don't belong to you. You don't deserve that. You know? And you tell him, no, you need to shut up there, devil. I'm not even going to call you Mr. Devil because that's too nice for you. Devil, you need to shut up because my God supplies all my needs and I'm in agreement. Me and Florence are agreeing. And guess what? We're going to get it. Whee! They're going to get it. As believers, we have complete access to the power. that is in the name of Jesus. We just don't have access to a little bit of it. We don't have access to just, you know, just a watered-down version. We have that devil-blasting dunamis power, that same power that blasted the devil right out of hell when Jesus went down there and kicked his butt, that same power that brought Jesus out of that grave, brought him back on this earth, come on now, and got him up, ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father in the place of ultimate authority. Come on, that same authority, that same power belongs to me and you, ladies and gentlemen. That's something to get excited about tonight. Come on, that's something because we have that power, and it's in the name of Jesus. It's because of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago that we can walk in that victory, that we can walk set free, that we can be delivered. Come on now, that we don't have to put up with lack. We don't have to put up with sickness. We don't have to put up with depression. We don't have to put up with fear. Come on now. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There's protection in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name of Jesus. There's abundance in the name of Jesus. There is blessings in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. And it all belongs to us. Come on now, stand on your feet tonight. Let's just thank Him. Let's just worship Him. Father God, we thank You for that beautiful name that You've given us. Father God, we thank You that we don't have to be down. We don't have to be full of sickness. We don't have to be full of lack. We don't have to be depressed. Come on now. Father God, I just thank You right now. You're dealing with people's hearts right now. That people are going to start using Your name. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't look at me. Let's just stretch our hands towards heaven. Everybody in this place, come on. Let's make some noise. Let's lift our voices up. Let's just start thanking Him for being so good to us. Come on, let's thank Him for that mighty power. Come on, let's thank Him for that beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. That precious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes! Healing in that name. You're in this place and you need healing in your body. Come on, just use that name right now. Speak to that situation, tell it has to go. In the name of Jesus, that sickness has to go. Come on, use it. Speak to that disease or that symptom or whatever it is you got in your body. Come on, speak to it. It has to go. In the name of Jesus. You're dealing with depression, sadness. Come on, speak to it. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. Tell it has to go. Come on. There you go. There you go. Yep. You're dealing with some financial issues. Speak to it right now. Tell it has to go. Whee! Laugh at that empty bank account. The devil hates it when you start laughing at a situation. Ha ha ha. See, sometimes you don't feel like laughing. Sometimes you don't feel like having joy. Well, let me tell you something. You want to turn your day around? You start faking it. If you don't even feel like laughing, you start laughing. Ha 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 ha. Come on. Everyone in this place, if you don't feel like it, you start doing it. Come on. Ha ha ha. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on. Everybody in this place, let's just start. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Come on, the devil, you're a liar. Ha, ha, ha. You don't belong here. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. We have freedom. We have deliverance. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Come on. There it is. About to break through. Come on. Come on. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! Man, these guys are all crazy up in here. The way it needs to be. The devil's like, what in the world's going on? The devil's getting his butt kicked because we're using the name of Jesus and we're laughing at him. And you know what? You might face a big mountain tomorrow. Get out of bed and you feel like you got to take 4 aspirin. You're still a rock star, man. Jesus still got you. Your body might be saying, oh yeah, you know what? You're a little slow. Nah, don't worry about it. Jesus got you. Your knees might be giving you a little grief. And that's all it is, just a little grief, because God is bigger than a little grief. Come on now. Might be feeling a little sad. But Jesus makes you happy. He does. Ha 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 ha! Amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't ever like to close a service without doing this. But if you're in this place and you need to have Jesus as number one in your life, you need access to that authority. You need to make things right between you and Jesus. If you're in this place, nobody looking around, all eyes bowed, every Head bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around. If that's you and you need to get back on track with Jesus tonight, I want you to slip your hand up real quick. Slip your hand up if you need to get back on track with Jesus. You want to make sure that your relationship with Him is where it needs to be. If there's anyone in that place that needs that, I pray you just slip your hand up real quick. Don't miss this opportunity. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. All right, with every head still down, we're going to pray this prayer together. And everyone's going to repeat after me. Say, Jesus, tonight I choose you. I give my heart to you 100%. I choose you. Thank you for that authority and that power that you have in my life, that I can overcome any circumstance that comes at me. I love you, Lord. I choose to follow you. Use me for your will. I love you, Jesus. In the beautiful, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo! That's good. That's good. Amen. Well, I don't know about you. I'm glad I came to church tonight. I preached myself happy. If anyone else is happy, that's great too. But you know what? I preached myself happy tonight. If you're online, you prayed that prayer, let us know. Miss Anita's sitting there. She'd love to hear from you. If you, like I said earlier, if you've got a prayer request or anything of the sort, a praise report, we want to hear it. Go right ahead, send that thing in, give us a phone call, shoot us a message there, shoot us an email, whatever, snail mail, smoke signal, whatever works for you. We'll receive it, amen? So guys, you are dismissed.